This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
It's time for our interview with Elsie Wameo. Elsie joins us now. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi, Elsie.
Hey, how are you?
Good, good.
Now, Elsie, you are Kenyan-born and living in Adelaide at the moment. Hip-hop, soul kind of music is your vibe, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, awesome. Tell us a little bit about your music and what you bring to it.
Yeah, my music has been a journey. I think just like my physical journey, you know, coming from Kenya to Adelaide, it's been a really big shift. And so it has definitely played a part in what I do create. I started off in just a local studio, actually, in NSS, in the northern suburbs of Adelaide, and it was actually infused with a lot of hip-hop, and that's where hip-hop kind of came along, and I started kind of just merging that energy with soul because, yeah, hip-hop kind of just has this drive behind it, and it really pairs well with soul, so I started merging those kind of sounds and just being more creative, you know, and more rooted with just, yeah, what I was doing. And I started working with artists such as Diaspora, AOK. I've worked with Nelson Tylek. So, it's been such a journey, but I think it's something that I'm still working out. It's really interesting to kind of just listen and work with new sounds and even new producers and, yeah, kind of just find my way into this industry.
Yeah, totally. We've been following you for a while and we've just seen you go from strength to strength and had some incredible experiences like performing at Groove in the Moo and Laneway Festival. Tell us about that. I mean, performing in such in front of such big crowds and the energy at festivals like that, what was that like as an artist?
Yeah, that was even to this day, I kind of like think about it, and I'm like, yeah, we actually did that. But that was honestly such a blessing. I think I always look back and I'm like, you know, I did it at such a tender kind of age, and even just like I hadn't really been in the industry for so long. So finding myself on that stage, it was kind of crazy. But again, I'm just very honored, and it was amazing energy. You know, just being able to just sing your song to the world, you know, and to have open ears and, you know, open arms as well was just amazing. And I loved the reception and, I just loved being on stage.
Yeah. Now, coming up on the 17th of March, you'll be performing at the Brunswick Music Festival. What can we expect from this performance?
This performance will definitely breathe new energy. You know, it's going to be my very first headline, actually, and I'm very excited to do it in Melbourne. And I know, yeah, Melbourne is kind of like one of the biggest cities of music, so I'm really excited to kind of just come and set my footprint out there. I know there's a few people that, I guess, just like listen to me out there, so I'm really excited to come out there and just be with them and just kind of, just really put myself out there in Melbourne and be like, here I am, you know. But it's going to bring me energy. I'm bringing out my whole team and, yeah, it's going to be some cool stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we've got one of your singles ready to go. It's Pasta. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, so Pasta's, the newest single. This one, I was quite vulnerable with it, I would like to say. Following with Outkast, there were actually two songs that I had written together and they do have separate meanings, but I think what kind of puts them together is the time that I had written them, it was kind of in the same emotions and just the same feelings of, you know, discomfort and just sadness and anger, but at the same time, you know, happiness and joy. So it was that beautiful confusion. Pastor, I kind of let myself be a bit more vulnerable and it's a very personal one for me. I worked with Mario Space, such an amazing producer, and, you know, I came to his studio with, you know, nothing but lyrics and I'm just so grateful that he was able to kind of, you know, create what it is now. And yeah, that journey was very interesting, and it was a very hard one. There was places that I had to kind of find within myself to, you know, record this song. But you know, yeah, he does, you know, get the best out of me, and, you know, past is now a thing.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm super excited to get it on right now. This is Pasta by LC Wameo, who joins us. Don't go anywhere, because we'll be chatting to LC after the song. Here we go. That's the latest single from LC Wameo called Pasta. She joins us now. LC, that was such a personal but energetic track there.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, incredible.
Is that the kind of, well, coming soon as the EP, what are the kind of themes and stories that we can expect on that EP?
Yeah, it's actually been a very interesting one. We've come into the booth many times, and, I mean, just hearing Pasta is, you know, really, really big. But because this is my first EP, it's definitely going to be a mixture of just, like, different sounds and experiments. And I think that's just the beauty of it, and I'm kind of just, I guess, drowning in this beauty and being lost. Because I tend to be such a indecisive person, and especially in the studio, I take my time, and I'm such a perfectionist, and I think Mario is the same. So when we come to creating it, you know, we take a lot of time, but it's like trying to just, I guess, in five songs, kind of, you know, display who I am. And, you know, it's very hard, because I guess I'm a lot of things, and yeah, right now I'm just trying to, I guess, piece it all together, because there is definitely a lot of hip-hop vibes, but you definitely hear a little bit of soul in there. So yeah, right now we're just trying to piece it all together and kind of make sense of it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Totally, and I guess just touching on that kind of more identity stuff, I saw that you are actually the first woman to sign with your label that you're with now, the Hip Hop Collective Playback 808. And I've seen that you have been, I guess, quite vocal in being a woman in a male-dominated industry, and even just coming up to International Women's Day on Sunday. Could you speak a little bit about that and your experiences in that industry?
Yeah, I think it was actually quite interesting to even be signed with them. I never thought I would be in that label, but I think on the positive side, I think what was amazing was that, you know, they were quite welcoming, and they're a great bunch of guys, and they're amazing artists, and they definitely did give me room, but they did also help me kind of be aware, you know. And I think even outside of that label, just in the industry in general, being a female is, you know, there's its ups and downs. And being a black female artist, you know what I'm saying, it's a bit heavier. But I think it's one of those things that makes me, you know, you kind of look at it in the positive way, and it's kind of what gives me my strength. And it's like, you know what, I might be just, you know, one of the only black female artists out there, but I'm going to use that to my advantage, and I'm going to, you know, be the first to, you know, do this and do that. So I tend to try and not ponder on, you know, all the hardships and all of that, you know. Definitely there are burdens that we do carry, but I love to carry them, because I'm kind of carrying. It helps me, like, it reminds me and it grounds me, and it reminds me that I'm carrying, you know, a whole other generation behind me, and, you know, my culture and who I am and where I'm from. So yeah, I kind of try to use it to my advantage, and yeah, kind of just break through whatever I can.
Yeah, for sure. And we definitely hear that coming across in that track that we just played. And just speaking about kind of culture and your ties to where you come from, in 2018, you were awarded Young Kenyan of the Year. Can you tell us a little bit about what that experience was like?
Yeah, that was honestly the most randomest thing. I did not expect it. I honestly didn't expect it. We actually usually just have a gala every year, you know, celebrating just the independence of Kenya. And every year we, you know, we just kind of naturally attend it. And, you know, that year was just another year for me. And I went there, you know, everyone's just dressed up. And I always actually perform there. And
yeah.
So in the moment, I would kind of just feel worrying about, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm about to get on stage. I'm about to, you know, I need to remember my lyrics. Where is everyone? They actually awarded me, I think, it was like 5 minutes or like one announcement before I was on stage. And, you know, when they said my name, I was like, wait, what do you mean? Like, and I, at the start, I thought they were calling me up to perform. So I was like, wait, I'm not ready.
Well, what a shock.
But yeah, it was the biggest shock, but it definitely, it amazes me. And I'm so grateful that, you know, one of my face major awards was from, I guess, my people.
Yeah.
And it kind of just really helped me to kind of just feel at home, and especially being so far away from home, it helped me just, yeah, feel at home and feel accepted, you know, by my people, because I think that's kind of where it kind of, you know, comes first. Your family kind of has to just, like, really lead you into the world. So, yeah, it was such an amazing experience, and I'm really thankful for it.
Wow, I love that story. I think that's just, like, so incredible. I can't believe how shocked you must have been. Elsie,
yeah.
It's been such a delight and so lovely to talk to you this morning. We're so excited to watch your career and see what you do, and what we'll be definitely tuning into what music is coming ahead, because you've got an incredibly rich base of life experiences to draw on to make beautiful music.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
And just quickly, where can we find you on social media?
I'll be on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, if you want.
Wow.
Just with my Elsie Wameo.
Yep.
All streaming platforms. Pasta is available now.
Awesome. Well, we are going to throw it back in a way to your first single from the upcoming EP. Do you want to introduce it for us?
Yes, for sure. Hey guys, this is Elsie here, and you're listening to Outcast.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.